Welcome, everybody, to a Baseball America High School podcast. I'm Connor Glassie, and I've got a couple interviews with players here for you. But first off, you know, it's a great time at Baseball America with the draft right around the corner, 12 days away now. And you can get 4 issues of Baseball America for just $4 with our MLB Network offer. Just visit baseballamerica.com/MLB Network, and you can get 4 issues for $4. The first interview is with Cole Wiper. He's a right-hand pitcher from Newport High School in Bellevue, Washington. He's committed to the University of Oregon. And we talked back on May 13th. I've been meaning to get this up, but that's when Newport was still in the playoffs. They've since been eliminated. But it was a good season for the Knights and for Cole. So let's listen to that interview.
Thanks for taking the time. I know you're in school right now, and you guys are actually you guys are playing for the championship game tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, we play for the KiCo Championship tonight at 7. So.
Oh, good, good. And it sounds like, you know, the season's been going really well for you so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a really fun year. It's a great group of guys.
Yeah, and you pitched on Monday, right, to get you guys into the championship game.
Yep.
Okay. you guys have been, you know, battling some nasty weather out there, even nastier than usual. What has that been like? Has that been a challenge for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's always challenging playing in the cold and the rain, but, I mean, both teams have to deal with it, so it's an even playing field.
Yeah, okay. Tell me about your stuff. You know, I always like to ask pitchers to walk me through their stuff, so what pitches do you throw, and how do you like to use each pitch?
I throw a fastball, curveball, slider, and getting a changeup that's come around lately. Fastball, you know, just use it to get ahead and, you know, if you can, get guys out. Curveball has been, mostly for strikes. Also kind of a get ahead pitch, but I can also use it as an out pitch. Then, slider's mostly been my out pitch. You know, two strike counts a lot. Then changeup. You know, just a change of pace, get hitters off balance and keep them off balance, you know, try to keep them guessing.
Yeah. You know, your curveball, what was the pitch that stood out for scouts and, you know, guys that watched you play over the summer? Tell me about that pitch and how did you develop that pitch and into what it is now?
I think it was eighth grade year. My pitching coach, she just, yeah, he gave me something to try, and I tried it. I liked it, and I've been working on it ever since. And you know, it's been an effective pitch for me. So
yeah, but are you saying your slider's become a little bit better than the curveball?
I like having both pitches just because, you know, one day you could have your curveball could be on your slider, vice versa. So it's nice to kind of you never know. I mean, some days they're both there, but it's just nice to have the options.
Yeah, sure. More weapons at your disposal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you mentioned you're working on the changeup. What has that been like? And, you know, I'm guessing you probably don't throw it too much. You don't want to speed up those guys' bats. But, you know, what have you been kind of doing to work that in?
I've just been working on it this off season in bullpens and stuff. Just, as you said, you don't want to speed up the hitter's bats. And, use it when you really have to, when you're in a jam. But I mean, it's coming along. It'll continue to improve.
Yeah. I know if you get down there to Oregon, Coach Checkets is really going to want you to keep working on that. He loves his changeups.
Yeah.
You pitch for a great high school program at Newport, and you know you've got another guy on your team, Jared Fisher, that's also getting some looks and some interest. Does that help to have somebody else that's kind of going through the same things that you are this year?
Yeah, it's been great. Me and Jared are really good friends. These last 4 years in high school, we've kind of been doing the same thing and playing on the same team. So it's been really good to have someone go through the same thing with you.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, of course, you had, you know, Trace Tam Singh go through the same things last year. Do you keep in touch with Trace?
Yeah, no, I talk to Trace every once in a while. He's a really great guy. And, you know, as you said, someone's been through it, someone knows what it's like, so.
Yep. You pitched at a bunch of events this summer on this showcase circuit. What was that experience like for you?
It was great. Just being able to meet all the guys that, you know, that you read about and stuff. And it's a fun experience to go out and, you know, get a play in Tropicana Field and such. So it was a really enjoyable experience for me.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn about yourself as a pitcher over the summer?
I guess I gained some confidence from it, knowing that I could go out there and compete, but I also have to, you know, keep working hard and keep getting better because everyone else is doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's humbling to go out there and see all these guys around the country that are, you know, really good and getting out of the small pond, I guess, you know, and seeing what it's like to play against those guys. Who was the toughest hitter that you faced?
I don't really remember. There's so many of them.
Yeah. All right. One thing I noticed when I was, you know, researching you and trying to learn more about you, that both your parents went to UW, is that right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But you're committed to Oregon. Did you have to do any convincing to let them, or, you know, talk them into letting you become a Duck, maybe?
They were great through this whole process, actually. They wanted me to pick a school that fitted me best, and I would be happy going to. So they were thrilled when through this whole process. So.
Sure. What have you been working to improve this year? I mean, you know, you talked about your changeup. Is there anything else you've been working on, you know, as the season goes along and the draft is approaching?
Mm-hmm. I just mostly consistently be able to repeat my delivery, repeat my mechanics. And at times it's been there, but, I mean, it's still every day. It's one thing I'm trying to get better at.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things do you do to try and help that along?
I think repetition is a big thing. You know, and take every rep, do it to your best ability, because that's the only way you're going to really get the results out of it.
Yeah, okay. What about when you're not playing baseball? What sort of things do you like to do with your free time?
Just hang out with friends, you know, be a 18-year-old kid. Busy. It's not going to last forever, but, yeah.
All right, Cole, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck the rest of the season.
Okay, well, that was Cole Wiper. Thanks, Cole, for coming on. Next, I talked to Philip Evans, a shortstop at La Costa Canyon High School in Carlsbad, California, and Philip is committed to San Diego State.
Okay, Philip, thanks for taking the call. You're a guy that's been on the map for a long time as far as high school prospects go. I mean, I remember the first time I saw you play was the summer of 2009 at the Mariners Cup out there in Seattle. That's where I grew up, and I went out there and saw that. And that was cool because there were a lot of really good players there. I mean, there were the big guys from last year with Josh Talley and Drew Vettelson, Ryan Brett, Kellen Deglin was there, A.J. Venegas. And then for this year, there were guys like, you know, you and Henry Owens and Eric Snyder, Jake Cave, T.J. Costin, Billy Flamey, and Dylan Davis. I mean, it was loaded with good players. What do you remember about that experience?
I just remember being a lot of fun because I was actually living up there for a little bit in Seattle in Issaquah.
Oh, really?
So yeah, so it was nice being back up there playing with all those guys, playing in Safeco Field. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was a good memory for me. So. I'm glad I got to do that.
Yeah, you were living up there that summer, or?
No, I lived up there when I was a little kid.
Oh, no kidding.
A couple months, and then I've been moving around a lot, so that was one of the places.
Okay, all right. Didn't realize you had a little, some shallow Northwest roots in you.
Yeah.
Okay. How old were you when you lived in Issaquah?
I was probably like a couple months old.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really remember much, but
it was
good being back up there.
Yeah, sure. Were you born up there? Or?
I was born in Whittier, like in around Orange County. And
okay.
We moved up there for a little while.
Yeah.
Moved down to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And then now I'm in SoCal. So
okay. Nice.
I've been around.
Yeah. Was that your first time playing in a big league stadium?
No, it wasn't. I've played in a couple, but that was definitely one of my favorite ones. It's pretty nice field.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice.
Nice atmosphere and everything.
Yep. Since then, you've had a lot more experiences like that on the showcase circuit this summer. What was the biggest highlight for you?
Probably Aflac. That was so much fun.
She's like
a big leaguer. A couple days, just toured you around in buses. Got to meet a lot of guys from the East Coast, a lot of guys from the West Coast I haven't really played with.
Sure.
So it was a lot of fun getting to know all those guys playing against the best in the country. So see how I matched up against them was pretty nice.
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of a hometown experience for you.
Oh yeah, getting all my friends down there from around the area down to Petco to see all of us play was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You keep in touch with a lot of those guys that you played with?
What's up?
Do you keep in touch with a lot of the players you played with there?
Oh yeah, we're pretty good friends now. We played all summer together, so pretty much we were with each other most of the summer. So we didn't really get to hang out with any of our other friends, so we became pretty close.
Sure. Okay. You know, the showcase circuit is a tough test for players. You know, you play a lot of games, you play with wood bats against, you know, the best players in the country, like you said. What did you learn about yourself as a player this summer?
I learned that I could play against the best in the country, no matter with wood or metal. And that's a pretty good achievement for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just facing the best pitchers in the country, best defense, best offense. Just seeing how I match up with them was pretty fun.
Yep. Okay. Who would you say is the best pitcher you faced?
Probably Henry Owens. He's just lanky. Ball gets on me a little bit.
Yeah.
He's pretty hard to pick up at first, but I'm pretty sure if I faced him again, I'd get him.
Yep. One thing that I noticed about you this summer is, you know, I thought you had a strong arm. I mean, you're out there taking ground balls between innings behind third base and just hosing it across the diamond. Have you always had an arm like that?
Yeah, it came pretty natural for me. I just, over the years, I've been strengthening it, but I think I've always had that strong of an arm.
Mm-hmm.
Just making that backhand throw across the diamond is probably one of my favorite plays. So
yeah.
It's good to have a strong arm.
Yeah, I remember watching Tony Wolters air it out before a game in center field down in Jupiter. And
yeah.
He was out in center field, and I think Frankie Christian was at the left field line, and they were just playing catch. I mean, just airing it out. You know, Tony is a player that we've heard you compare to. Is that something you like to do as well? You like to really air it out before games?
Oh, yeah. Long toss is the best thing you could probably do before a game. Just stretch out your arm, get it strengthened before a big game. But I love throwing long toss probably a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Just to keep it healthy.
Yeah. Okay. How's the season going for you so far?
It's going pretty good so far. My team's doing real well. We've only lost 4 games this season. We're almost in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty tough offensively for me because I haven't really gotten many pitches this hit. So I've been trying to make do whatever I do get thrown at.
Yeah.
Usually. But my coach moved me to leadoff spot, so I think I'll see more pitches up there.
Yeah.
Higher than lineup.
Tough to put a guy on to lead off the game, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to walk the first guy of the game, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, what are you working to improve this season?
Probably just consistency all around, just defense and offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Just being more consistent just my whole game. Just consistent throws, the first base. Some shortstop. Just trying to get on base any way I can. Trying to get some base hits. Just do the little things.
Yeah. All right. You're committed to San Diego State, and I heard, you know, a rumor last year that you were actually considering graduating early to enroll there for what would have been this year. Is that true?
Yeah, I was gonna take a lot of classes over the summer, and try and get there in the spring semester.
Yeah.
So I could play for them this year. But I just thought about it a little more and just decided to play out my senior year. So
yeah.
I think it was a good decision on my part.
Yep. Okay. What do you like to do when you're not playing baseball?
Usually at the beach playing volleyball or surfing.
Fishing?
Surfing and fishing.
Oh,
yeah.
Surfing, okay.
Fishing's pretty fun.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. And play golf.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty much do a lot when I'm on the baseball field. Keeping busy.
Yeah. Any good at golf?
Pretty good. I haven't played in a while. I played for the first time a couple of days ago before the season started, so.
Yeah, nice.
A little rusty.
Yeah, I know how that goes. All right. How about, finally, just what would you say is your favorite movie and your favorite music to listen to?
My favorite movie is probably Bull Durham and Sandlot.
Yep.
Those are two favorite movies. And music's probably just a lot of hip-hop.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but I usually like to listen to whatever kind of music. Not really picky about it.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Well, hey, man, thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
All right, thanks, man.
All right.
Thanks for having me.